Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
I'm having a bad day.
All right, let's not get panicked. We're going to look at the situation calmly and objectively.
Well, I just hope that while we're waiting, another disaster doesn't occur.
This is going to depress me, isn't it?
I'm warning you, I'm seriously stressed out here.
Oh, chill out. Chill out.
I'm Jim Burns. It's no secret that doing life has gotten more difficult, and the stress of everyday living is to blame, I think. Families are going in so many different directions. They're actually doing more activities together, but somehow there's less connection between parents and kids than ever before. Well, during the next half hour, I want to encourage you to lighten up just a bit, take a breather, put your schedule on hold, kick off your shoes if you're not driving, and enjoy my conversation with Carol Ladd, author of the new book, A Positive Plan for Creating More Calm, Less Stress. So keep it right here on Homeward.
From the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh. Good to have you along for today's broadcast, and let's all take a deep breath now. Okay, just kind of eased out a little bit. We're turning down the notch on the stress a little bit and turning up the calm, because today's edition of the program, we're going to continue our conversation with Carol Ladd and talk about more calm and less stress for parents. You know, Homeward is on the air and online because of your prayers and faithful financial support. We can't do this without you. We appreciate the fact that you are praying for us and also sending your financial donations as well through our secure website at homeward.com. And now, here's Jim.
Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Well, most of us are actually happy. We're just too stressed out to sometimes even notice it. Today, Carol Ladd is with us. We're talking in part two about lighten up. She is known as the Positive Lady, and if you didn't hear her last time, you will see this immediately. She's the president of Positive Life Principles Incorporated and the author of a great new book called A Positive Plan for Creating More Calm, Less Stress. Carol, welcome back to our program.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be with you.
Now, creating more calm, less stress, are those two separate tasks?
I think they are, because we want to think through carefully how we could eliminate some of the stress in our lives, although I don't believe we can eliminate all the stress in our lives. Life brings stressors of certain sorts, whether we're a mom or a businessman or any area of life has stress. We can't eliminate all stress, so that's why the book is not all calm and no stress. But we have to deal with our stress, and we can lessen that stress, but then also look for more ways that we can experience peace in our hearts and our minds.
We all can't move to Idaho and live in a commune. What we've got to do is figure out how to live this life with less stress, more calm, you know, even in the midst of what we're doing. And that's an important one. And I appreciate some of the very practical ideas that you have. You've got a great section in your book called Winning the War on Piles of Stuff.
Yeah.
And I think it was for In a Mom's Life, but I was thinking about myself, my heavens, this is my life as well. And, you know, it seems like everybody's life. One of the first ideas is break down your challenge in manageable pieces. Talk about that for a moment.
Well, I think sometimes we look at our homes or our offices and we get overwhelmed and we think, I will never be able to conquer this. But if we begin with simple new routines and just look at certain areas and break it down into manageable bites, we can do it. And it doesn't mean we might conquer it all at once, but slowly and surely, we can win this war on piles of stuff as we begin new routines and new habits in our lives. So I suggest really taking on a new habit each month and teaching yourself just a simple new routine each month so that you can conquer slowly but surely these piles.
You know, when you talk about in the same section, you talk about winning the war on piles of stuff, it is to work when you're fresh. What do you do when most of the time you are frazzled?
Yes. Well, it does seem like most of the time in our lives. But if we begin with simple little tasks that don't take very long to do, For instance, I just started a new routine in my house, clearing the counters each night before I go to bed. Well, that's a simple task. It's at a time when I'm not really frazzled. It's just a simple routine, but I've grown into that routine over a period of a month of just deliberately doing it every single night. And now since it's become such a simple task, it's something that I can do easily, and it's at a non-frazzled time. So, yes, I think we can't find totally in our lives non-frazzled times to do everything. But if we take simple little bites at times when we're not stressed out, we can conquer some of these piles.
You know, it's interesting you say that. Kathy and I have a meeting every week. We actually have three meetings. We have a time where we get together spiritually. We have a date night, which isn't really a meeting, but where we're not going to, you know, bring the kids on the date. And then We also have kind of a business meeting. And a business meeting means we do, the insurance. We have two kids in college and one in high school who's about ready to go to college. So we do college stuff. We talk all about it. It's never the most fun, but we find if we do it when we're a little bit fresh and we know we have to do it at this certain time, we get it done, as opposed to trying, you know, talk about the insurance company that I'm not bitter about, you know, 11:30 at night. It turns into now we're disturbed at each other as opposed to the insurance company because we chose to do it at a crummy time.
Yes, that certainly does help our attitudes in the process.
Sure, it does. And for me, if I just know the time, set me up with an appointment and that'll work for me. I can do it if I know it's coming. Again, I think a lot of our piles are because we're not really controlled enough to do it at a certain hour or a certain time.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of control, one of the things that I think for a lot of us have just piles and piles, and a lot of moms especially, would be just paper, lots of paper, incredible amounts of paper. And one of the things I learned from your book is that basically most of the stuff that kind of comes our way, whether it be mail or whatever, 80% of it we end up storing or filing away. We never look at it again.
Mm-hmm.
How do you discern what to throw away and what not to throw away?
It's such an individual decision. It is tough. But when you keep that 80-20 rule in your mind, it does help each of us as we look at a piece of paper or look at a magazine. I know even just yesterday I came home from vacation and had stacks of mail, and I had to just go through it and discern. And I looked at a magazine, I held it in my hands for just a few seconds, and I realized, you know, I've never really read this magazine. I just get it as a subscription, but I never really read this. And I ended up throwing it away, and I felt so good about that because I thought, why should I have that lingering here? That is the 80% of stuff that I'm never going to read. So now, generally speaking, if there's a magazine that I do read some articles, I will skim through it real quickly and tear out the articles that I know I really am going to read if they maybe are going to have some significant information for me. And I put them in a place where I know I'm going to be reading, like maybe on my nightstand where I end up reading at night. And then I just chunk the rest of the magazine. It makes it a lot easier, a lot less stuff. But that's kind of one of those personal decisions where you have to kind of go, okay, 80%, okay, that's probably falling in the 80% category of stuff I will never look at again, and just dump it.
Well, actually, in terms of trying to stay more calm and less stressed, the 80% rule works a lot more than just pieces of paper or magazine. It kind of works with probably a lot of the types of things that we do in life.
Oh, you're right. It works with clothing. It works with toys and especially with toys. In fact, I think it's important to continually weed those out. As you bring new toys in, take a look at those toys and keep that 80% rule in mind and think, okay, probably about 80% of these toys we are not using anymore. So either I'm going to put them aside for a younger sibling for later, or I need to be giving these away. If my child is not playing with them anymore, I need to give them to someplace that needs toys for kids that are in need of toys.
We're talking with Carol Ladd. We're talking about creating more calm, less stress, lighten up, and what a practical time we're having today. We'll be right back. Don't go away. I'm Jim Burns. You're listening to Homeward.
And so good to have you along here today on Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. Roger Marsh back here in the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, reminding you that the materials that you hear here broadcast, if you're listening to us on the radio, we are also streaming audio at homeward.com and podcasting. We have a little site on iTunes. You might have heard of iTunes before. Podcast becoming much more popular. And you know, there are tens of thousands of people who podcast the Homeward broadcast each and every month. If you would like to join that group, it's absolutely free to subscribe. All you have to do is go to homeward.com. If you're not there already, you'll see a button, little icon there. It says podcast. Hit that button. It'll take you right to our iTunes page, and then you can go ahead and bookmark us and start the download process. And that way you don't have to worry about missing a moment of any of the broadcasts that you hear here on Homeward. And we appreciate the fact that we can do this, and your prayers and faithful financial support help to make this possible. For more about how we stream audio to you or how you can podcast along with us, visit our online resource center right now if you'd like at homeward.com.
Welcome back to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Lighten up. That's what we're talking about today with Carol Ladd. She's got a great book called A Positive Plan for Creating More Calm and Less Stress. You are such a positive person, Carol, but yet there must be times in your life when you're feeling stressed as well. What's the one thing that you do when you say, look, I am out of control, I'm stressed, I need some calm? What do you do?
Well, sometimes I might blow up, which is not what I want to do. What I really want to do is take a deep breath, step back and look at the situation, and handle it with calm. And so really, honestly, many of the tips in this book are born from my own experience of wanting to be more calm and looking at ways that I could bring that into my life in very practical ways that I can step back, take a deep breath, and handle things in a very intelligent and wise way and have peace in my heart. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I get stressed just as much as anybody, I want to handle it in the right way.
Sure, and what it is it's a learning process. We go two steps forward, a step back, three steps forward, another step back, and you know we've moved forward, but there's still those moments, of course.
That's right.
You've got a great section called Prescription for Peace, and in this, you talk about renewing the body as part of that prescription. Tell us what you mean by increasing your happy hormones. I love that phrase.
Well, I think that hormones do play a part in a woman's ability to handle stress or to stay calm. I do know that there are certain times in the month where I can have the dog brings in dirt and the kids spill milk, and I'm okay, and I handle it calmly. But then there are other times in the month when my husband might just look at me the wrong way, and I give him a 30-minute lecture on how to be kind and sensitive to my feelings. So hormones can play a significant role in our ability to handle stress. And so I wanted to handle that and deliberately look at that in the book as far as how can we even out our hormones? How can we recognize that sometimes our hormones do play a part? And how can we increase the happy hormones? So we look at areas like exercise and what we eat and even vitamins that we take in taking care of our hormones and helping us to not feel so on edge at certain times of the month.
Well, Carol, talk about what you called happy exercise. Talk about exercise and how that eliminates stress.
Exercise plays a huge part in toning down our stress levels. Not only does it help build the serotonin in our brain, but at a certain point, exercise, you really build the endorphins in your brain, which is the another happy hormone in your brain, a happy chemical that makes you almost have a euphoric feeling. And that's what's known as the runner's high, when runners have been running for a certain amount of time and they just feel almost a euphoric feeling. Exercise is a very important aspect of our lives, and we need it because it does help work out some of the stress. Whenever you're feeling angry or uptight, it's a good idea to do some exercise to work out some of that stress or anger. So So I give some suggestions for that. And I know that that's been an important thing in my own life, just work out and work out some stress.
You know, so many of the people that I know who do work out really are people who have less stress. It doesn't take their stress away, but it helps them deal with their stress just because physiologically there's some good things going on. You also talk about happy foods and good foods, eating right for your physical health. What kind of advice would you give to somebody who's saying, boy, I am stressed and I am not eating well either? They sometimes go hand in hand, don't they?
They certainly do. You know, even in our kids' lives, we can tell when we've given our kids, let's say, chocolate, we know that they are going to be a little edgy or a little hyper. And food plays a part in our bodies as well. And if we've had too much caffeine or too much sugar, we can have a drop in our blood sugar and level and become a little edgy after a while. If we're hungry, we can also become slightly edgy. But if we're eating good whole foods, it helps build our calm. And actually, again, certain foods are known to increase the transmission of serotonin in our brain and build some of those happy hormones. Foods like turkey and whole grains can be very calming. So it's important for us to eat right, because if we're eating wrong, that can play a part in our ability to handle calm and stress.
Great insight. I think I'm ready to go have a turkey sandwich right now.
Yes.
You encourage moms and dads to strengthen family relationships as part of your peaceful prescription. What happens if those relationships are maybe even at the heart of the stress in the first place?
Oh, our family connections are so important in the stress level of our lives. And so we definitely want to work on communicating and connecting and building that love between our family relationships and our family members, because that can add so much stress to our lives. If things aren't right in the home, then it's hard to handle things outside of the home, whether it's homework, whether it's business work, or whether it's housework. It's very hard to handle that if our relationships within the home are not right. So I tackle that with an entire section of the book. I really want us to work on those relationships and recognize how important our relationships are in building a peace and a calm in our homes.
Well, you've got a section called Staying Connected, Four Secrets to Staying Connected, where you say strengthen the bond between you and your spouse, express genuine love, give from the heart, and meet your family members where they are. Talk about meeting your family members where they are.
Well, I think sometimes we expect everybody to be a finished product. Mm-hmm. If they don't act like we do, if they don't react in a right way, we get all huffy and angry and mad and annoyed. And it's important to recognize that we are all a work in progress. And so to meet our family members where they're at and recognize that they are a work in progress just like we are. Now, that's not to set aside discipline. Certainly, as parents, we must discipline our children. And I cover that in an earlier chapter about the importance of discipline and how to do that in a loving way. But it's also important, as we discipline our kids, to recognize that they are works in progress. And so to not cross our arms and roll our eyes and huff away thinking, why can't they get it? Because they are learning. They are growing. And it's our job as parents not to get annoyed by that, but rather to build and say, okay, you still haven't learned it. Let's learn again, whether it's through discipline and punishment or through holding their hand and saying, we need to learn the next step. I am so thankful. I love the passage in Isaiah where Isaiah talks about the Lord and our relationship with the Lord, and he is our Father, and he is the potter, and we are the clay, and he is gently molding and making us. And certainly, as a mom, I love that picture, recognizing that when I goof up, when I make mistakes, the Lord is gently molding and making and working with me. And so can I expect any less from my family members, even my husband, to recognize he is a work in progress. Meet him where he's at and say, oh, Lord, keep working with him in that area. Keep molding and making him to be the person that he is meant to be.
Very good words of wisdom. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate, Carol, all you do, and we appreciate your book and all your great resources.
Thank you. It's such a joy to share them with others.
Well, we are certainly benefiting from the fruits of Carol's labor, and it's great that we can share this conversation with our listening audience as well. Hope you enjoyed today's program here on Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns and author Carol Ladd. That's Carol with a K, L-A-D-D. We were talking about more calm and less stress for parents today here on the program. If you'd like a full-length audio CD of this broadcast, drop us a line. Include a gift of any amount in support of our ministry when you write to Homeward, Post Office Box 1600, San Juan Capistrano, California, where the swallow go. The zip code 92693, and we will thank you for that tax-deductible donation by sending you the CD. Good conversation today, Jim, and the previous edition of the program as well. More calm, less stress. That's what parents are all looking for these days, isn't it?
I think Carol had some great encouragement to share with us as parents, because really, it's up to us to set the tone, slow down the tempo at home, because if we don't, our kids will suffer, and I don't see my kids slowing down unless we make them slow down. So lighten up is a good word for us today, too.
That's interesting, Jim. So many of us parents think that we're doing right by our kids by getting them involved in good, God-honoring projects and activities. And I've heard you say that there's nothing wrong with getting them involved in things and, you know, having an active life. But even those things really can tear apart the fabric of the family. And I'm wondering, what can we as parents do to do what you're talking about, just slow the tempo down at home a little bit?
Well, I think the key is to apply the brakes before it gets out of control. Mm. And I would say there's a lot of parents listening to us today who really their lives are out of control, and that means their kids' lives are out of control. That puts their kids at risk for drug and alcohol abuse, mm-hmm. sexual promiscuity, and really just a lack of connection. And I think a great way to remember to put those brakes on is an acrostic that I learned some time ago, and it's just HALT, H-A-L-T. Obviously, it spells HALT. And the letters stand for if you're feeling hurt. Sometimes for me, I also put hungry in there as well.
That's a good one.
Angry, lonely, or tired. To me, those are four sure signs that you need to take a break. And then what do? You halt. Lighten up. You know, this morning, I think I heard that clearly from God in my own devotional life. I mean, truly, it was a very specific, slow it down, make it happen. And it's up to you to guide the family, not just wait for my kids to all of a sudden have an off day, because mm-hmm. they don't want that. Well, that's been a very good lesson for me, and it was a good lesson for me today, and Carol Ladd has helped, I think, all of us look at the idea that we do need to lighten up. And I know, Roger, you have a couple of resources that you'll want to get to our people. Very practical, very helpful resources that I really believe can make a difference in your own life.
Well, Jim, we know that they can because we've seen them, and that's because they're written by you. So I'll brag on you a little bit. The book Confident Parenting has become so popular with parents, I think, just because the title instills confidence. Oh, yeah. I know what I'm supposed to do. Sometimes I just don't have the confidence to act upon that. Well, when you read Dr. Jim Burns' book, Confident Parenting, you will gain that confidence. And you can order a copy directly from our Homeward Online Resource Center today at homeward.com. In addition, 10 Building Blocks for a Solid Family is another practical tool that you can use to be more intentional about establishing those foundational blocks of faith and family playtime and togetherness, communication, things like even talking about money too. You want to read this book and you'll learn the principles that you can use. Take Confident Parenting, 10 Building Blocks for a Solid Family. It's a pretty powerful 1-2 punch on straightening things out in your home. You can order these books from homeward.com. Now for Dr. Jim Burns, our engineer Ben Camp, and the rest of the staff, I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time right here for another edition of Homeward. Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.